You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome back to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. And we are on a roll here talking about spirit, soul, and body, all that makes up you, that the four circles, biological, psychological, social, spiritual, that's who you are, and just the better care and maintenance, stewardship of that. And we're talking about the body. The last episode we talked about the body and the goals. And I just want to remind you of the goals. I want to remind myself of the goals. If we are to, as 1 Corinthians 6:20 tells us, we're to honor and glorify God with our bodies. So if we're to honor and glorify God with our bodies, we're going to have to, we bear some responsibility. There's some care, there's some maintenance, there's some protection, there's just some, like I said, stewardship on our part. The goals would be, because I want to honor and glorify God with my body, I want to serve God all the days of my life on this earth, and the goals would be, they become obvious to me, strength, mobility, cognition. Strength, mobility, and cognition. I visit my mother-in-law in a nursing home 4, 5, 6 times a week to check on her. I love her. I'm grateful for her. Sometimes she doesn't remember. If I leave the room for a minute and come back, you know, go talk to the nurse or somebody for a moment and come back, it's like a brand new greeting. But she has dementia, and just as that has progressed or digressed, in her, she has lost strength, she has lost mobility, and she has lost cognition, and she's precious, but she can't do anything really. So her day pretty much is made up of either in her bed or in a wheelchair and eating and watching TV and as she gets some visitors, there's some precious people that visit her. And then I look in this facility where she is and, I just want to honor their lives because, they were teachers and moms and dads and, did all the jobs that they did and had families and, were productive parts of our society, I'm assuming. And now they can't do anything. And this is not the way that my mother-in-law would want to spend her latter years. And so, I want to care for and honor her and advocate for her. But it also, and I know this is hard discussion, but it stirs something in me that I want to take good care of myself and avoid this. If possible, avoid this and encourage anybody I can to avoid ending up in, a facility like that. And I know there's some things well beyond our control, but what about the things that are within our control? Can we do a better job? And a lot of that has to do with our body because your spirit is well. Your soul, there's a lot we have to do with the soul, and we've talked about that. But then your body, we've got to take better care of our bodies, so that we can have strength, mobility, and cognition so that we can honor and glorify God in our body all the days of our life. A couple of ways to do that, feed and fuel. The last episode we talked about hydrating, but feed and fuel. You know this, I know this, the American diet tastes great, but it's horrible for us. And almost all food and restaurant commercials on TV, my goodness, you look at it and it's like, and this got more cheese on it and it's got more of this on it. And, it might pull on your appetite a little bit, but it might even taste great because there's a lot of stuff that tastes great and it's just horrible for us. And we've got to be careful of what we're fueling and feeding our body with. Hippocrates in 440 BC said this, "Let food be thy medicine, and let thy medicine be food." So I would encourage you, feed and fuel yourself as close to natural as you can, as close to God-made as you can. Get informed, get educated, read, listen to podcasts. My wife, man, if you could get a PhD from listening to podcasts and getting informed, my wife, Alicia, man, she'd be a double PhD. She learns these things and gets them from good, credible sources so that we can make good decisions. We get informed and educated, and then you can make good decisions about your food and so forth. Read labels, make your best choices. You know, sometimes we're at a restaurant or somewhere and we go, wow, this isn't completely what we would have wanted. What do we do in that instance? You've got to just make your best choices. You're going to have to also break some habits and mindsets and make some new habits and mindsets. Supplement, you know, get good supplements, research that as well. And you say, well, I can't afford supplements and vitamins and so forth. Said the same people that have, you know, DoorDash and Uber Eats delivered to them at 11 o'clock at night, tacos and pizza and stuff. You know, it's just what we want to do. So you can reallocate and be able to afford supplements, especially when you see what they would help you with. And then let me, could I say something here? Alcohol, you need to avoid alcohol. Now, I have personal reasons for that. I have historic family reasons for that. I believe also I have scriptural reasons for that. And I know many people make a good case, even scripturally, that, you know, they're free and that they could partake in alcohol. You do know you're not supposed to get drunk, I'll tell you that. But if you feel like you're okay to do alcohol on a lot of other reasons, let me give you some reasons why it's not good. It always alters you to some degree. It is absolutely bad for your brain, period. It is bad for your heart. It is bad for your digestion. And it also makes you prone to injury. And so I'm speaking the truth in love here. And I know socially it's this and that, and it's cool, and maybe it makes you feel good or whatever, but it is horrible for you. I'm just going to say it. And I've never, and I hope you'll still listen to me. I hope you'll still be my friend. I say this simply because, you know, if I were your best friend talking to you, I go, don't do the alcohol. Man, it's going to hurt your brain. It's going to hurt your heart. It's going to hurt your digestion. You're not always going to moderate it right. It's going to make you prone to injury. It's going to alter your moods. It's going to alter your thought processes. Come on, we can do a little better job. I'll let you work that out with God and your own conscience there, but please hear my encouragement on that. And let me end all of this on a good note as far as feeding and fueling. Breakfast. My wife has coined a phrase, breakfast is love. Breakfast is love. Get a good breakfast. I know some of you, well, I'm too... the morning too busy or this or that, you know, set yourself up. If you were going to leave on a trip, which you're doing every day, you want to make sure you're good to go at the start. Not like, oh, well, we've got to go, you know, 45 minutes. Then I got to get gas in my vehicle. Some people, you know, wait until a late morning snack, which is typically not going to be healthy either. Start out with a good breakfast. Research what a good breakfast is. Get a taste for it. I love breakfast. My wife does as well. Breakfast is love. I've heard along the way you should eat breakfast as a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. But it's just important that you get a good start, fuel and feed your body. Think about it and research that. And listen, we all can take better care of our bodies. Now, I hope you'll hear what I'm saying and you'll say, well, you're not a doctor. Well, actually I am. I'm a doctor, but not a medical doctor. My doctorate is in ministry. But just through research and just let's go from a ministry theological point, you got to honor and glorify God with your body. And so your body's how you get around. And so let's fuel it with some quality stuff. Let's be careful we're not putting junk into our bodies. Realize again, your body is way less forgiving than it was when you were a kid or in junior high or high school. It's way less forgiving. And sometimes we end up sluggish and sleepy. And it's because we fueled ourselves wrong, or we're not fueling ourselves at all. So I pray that you'll do that. And will you do this when you, and don't do this mindlessly, but when you receive food, receive it with thanksgiving. You know, thank God for good food. And we're blessed in this nation. We have plenty. But be careful about the plenty that you eat. But thank God for it. And ask him to bless it to your bodies for nourishment and strength and for health and for healing. And the book of Deuteronomy even says this, and once you've eaten and are well fed, then you shall bless the Lord. Maybe you could thank him for it afterwards too. Well, this is a lot to think about. Actually makes me a little bit hungry. Make sure you feed and fuel well today and for the rest of your life. Hey, we'll talk some more about this next time, moving on to some other ways that we can better steward our bodies, because we have to honor and glorify God with our bodies. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.